And yesterday was a bit of a chilly day. Actually, today will be a little bit colder. But they're still selling ice cream.
Isn't there a rule of thumb that you actually sell more ice cream in winter than what you do summer?
That was a stat that I had found online last year. Yeah.
That is cool.
Yesterday, I know I haven't really caught up with you this morning.
Yeah.
But yesterday, something very amazing happened in my neighbourhood.
Okay. Right. Should I sit down for this thing or what?
Hey?
Should I sit down for this thing?
No, no. Right. Well, if you want to, you can. But okay. Something that's very amazing happened in my neighbourhood, and I need... Well, let me just play this for you.
Look, it's the ice cream truck. Jamie! The ice cream truck, get it!
He stopped out front of our house. This lady doesn't want to eat one of
them. Ice cream man came to my house, rural view, first time we've ever seen the ice cream truck in my street ever.
Nice work.
How good is that?
Can we get a round of applause for Jay?
Thank you.
Rural view... Finally, it's happened. It wasn't the Skippy van either, was it?
No. I actually was wondering that. Remember that one?
Yeah. I think when I first came up here, I heard the whistle for Skippy the Bush Kangaroo, thinking, what the hell is going on here?
Isn't it it was the gum leaf whistle?
Yes.
And then you hear that. Where is that one? Because yesterday when we got the ice cream, because we obviously had to stop the truck because we wanted to give them some business.
Yeah, of course.
Support local economy. That's all we were doing.
Yeah, and then some.
Yeah. And we were eating ice cream, and I'm like, where's the Mr. Skippy one? We have not seen him for ages.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of the trucks, though, wasn't it?
I thought it was just the one, but okay, fair enough. If there's a couple of them, sure.
I thought there was a couple of them.
Right. If you know, can you give us a call, 13 27 10? Because, yeah, you're right. I haven't heard it for about a year or so now.
That's the best theme ever, the best theme.
And yeah.
I don't know, part of me inside me when I hear the ice cream truck always gets excited, like you're a child again.
Yeah.
And I put it on Facebook, and again, you probably haven't seen it because you were out last night. But this morning, I've looked at a lot of the comments, and please tell me, if you're also in this category, can you call us and tell us? Because I find this the funniest thing I've ever read in my life. When a lot of our listeners were kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they heard the ice cream van. Apparently, their parents tortured the kids by saying, oh, no, if they're playing the tune, it means they've run out.
I have heard that, yes.
If that's true, 13, 27, 10, who is doing this to their kids? Firstly, you're nasty. Number two, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. That is hilarious.
And thirdly, does it actually work? Have the kids caught on to this or what?
That's very smart marketing. But all ice cream truck people at the moment saying, don't talk about it on the air. Don't, because we want to sell ice creams. If you can help us out, 13, 27, 10, Jay and Dave for breakfast. We'll check local news headlines coming up in just a moment with Amity Brand. She should be featuring this morning as one of our news stories.
Ice cream van's coming.
Mom! Dad! Ice cream truck, you fuck! We have one!
Here, take the wallet. Give me a choc top.
Look, the Mr. Skippy van delivers ice cream around Mackaywood Sundays. We need to know where it's been lately, because I've only seen the other one that plays, like...
The normal one.
Jewelry box music, which is boring.
Yeah.
So we need the Mr. Skippy van. Where is it?
Okay, we haven't seen it for about a year or so, but Councillor Fran Mann from Mackay Council, you know where the Skippy van's gone?
Well, I live at Andergrove, and he or she does come around there regularly.
Why are you saying he or she? We already know that you race up to the Skippy van.
You would know who it is, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a man and sometimes it's a woman.
So okay.
The last time that I got an ice cream, it was a lady driving it.
Hang on a second here. Please, just paint the picture for my mind. I just need to see this in my mind. Councillor Fran Mann is running out to the footpath with some money in her hand saying, stop. Are you doing that?
Walking sedately.
Come on, Fran. We know. Nobody walks Fran. Sedately over to the Skippy van. Nobody.
And you know what? I've got to tell you, my husband is particularly loves soft serve. So if we're at home and he hears the van, he must have one.
Does he start yelling out to you? Hey, Fran, stop the van! Stop the van! Skippy van! Ice cream is coming!
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
but you sometimes don't get enough notice, because we live in a court,
yep.
And by the time you hear it and get out, sometimes they've already gone.
I don't know, that's the sad. And you know what? The other thing is, and we were just talking about it before, some parents tell their kids when they're playing the music, it means they've run out of ice cream. So
that's just nuts.
But funny.
Please, Fran, tell your husband that. See how he goes.
Yeah, look, I don't think you'll believe it, but anyhow, I'll try.
Oh, my God.
Definitely still around the Andergrove area, and I think I'm pretty sure I heard the jingle on the weekend, so they didn't necessarily come into our court,
all right,
but they were around on the weekend.
Let's try and track down the Mr. Skippy van man or lady this morning. Fran, thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
See you. Have a great day. Enjoy yourself, sir.
See you.
These Skippy vans, they need a GPS tracker and put it up on an app or something like that. Get into the time,
can
Skippy
we find
van?
The person who drives that van, get them on the air, and we'll try and if you want the Mr. Skippy van to your neighbourhood, call us, tell us which neighbourhood. We'll get the man on the or the lady on the air and we'll tell them where to go. All right?
Absolutely. 13, 27, 10.
First location will be Rural View. News headlines coming up in a moment. Jay and Dave for breakfast at Triple S. 20 minutes from now, we're going to be looking for a contestant for our $1,000 minute. Yesterday, we gave away the cash. You, the second person to win, will play coming up after 8 o'clock.
$1,000 would be a lot of ice creams to the Skippy van. Jay noticed a sound that he hasn't heard in a very long time that's parked out the front of your place, didn't it?
Ice cream truck yesterday.
Yeah.
Obviously went out, want to support local economy. So I went out and...
of course you do. Many times over.
Keep people in jobs, you know. went out, did my bit, got the ice cream. And Jamie, my partner, and I were talking about the other ice cream truck that we've seemed to misplace over the last couple of years. We spoke about this a couple of years ago. Remember this one?
Love the sound.
Wait for it.
Come on, Mum. Get the money out. Just give me your purse. The ice cream van's here. The Skippy van is here.
Now, look, we spoke about this earlier this morning, and the amount of people who called up and said, said ice cream truck, the Skippy van, is visiting their region or their area.
Well, he is around. Like Fran, she called earlier.
Well, I live at Andergrove, and he or she does come around there regularly. You sometimes don't get enough notice, because we live in a court, and by the time you hear it and get out, sometimes they've already gone.
Run after it.
That's heartbreak. We're not lying. They play this on the loudspeaker. From the ice cream truck. Now, we want to try and do like a Skippy map.
Yes, so we want to know where he or she is actually driving the Skippy van, the ice cream van, around Mackay and the Whitsundays, okay? Mm. Because he or she does go to the Whitsundays too.
Yeah, and we want to give them, and if we can find, if you know the actual driver, that would be like having a celebrity on the air. 13, 27, 10, get them to call us.
Yes.
We want to try and tell them to go to some other areas that the Skippy van hasn't been to.
They need GPS trackers, these things, don't they?
Totally. Like, you know, the pizza. You know, the pizza places, you know, where they tell you, your driver is half an hour away from you.
And all the kids are waiting on the side of the street all the way
up. There's money in that.
There's
money. We should create that.
The Skippy app.
According to my GPS tracker, there's an ice cream truck three streets away. It's like you're like running with your $5 note. Wait for me!
It's like the Uber for ice cream vans.
If you know the truck driver, he or she, can you get him to call us if the Skippy van has been to your neighbourhood? Also 13, 27, 10. Or if you haven't received a visit from the Skippy truck, we're going to try and put it on the Skippy map.
13, 20, 17. People call it jewelry.
I know, this is great. Wait for it. Dun, dun, dun.
Now, we know that is the sound of the ice cream van coming, the Skippy van, okay? And I don't care how old you are. You might be 95 years old when you hear that sound. Mm. It's time to stop adulting.
And kids, if Mum and Dad tell you that they only play the music when they're out of ice cream, they're lying to you. Yes. We found this out yesterday. Parents, you can thank me later. we want this van to travel to other regions in Mackay with Sundays, because we're only hearing of the same locations where that ice cream truck is visiting, right?
Yeah, I think Mackay Police have also had a missing persons thing for the Skippy van out as well. Now, Magella, are you one of the drivers of the van?
Oh, I'm not, but I'm related to the driver.
Oi! Okay.
How?
My husband is his cousin.
Okay, now, they are based in Mackay, right?
That's right. His name is Alf.
Alfie.
Okay, Alfie, the Skippy van driver.
All right.
It gets better all the time.
Do you reckon Alf would be up to some suggestions on locations where the van should visit?
Oh, I won't think so. He might not be around at the moment. Sometimes they go travelling in their caravan in winter.
Okay, rightio. All right, we'll stay there for a second. We'll try and get some details, and so we can try and stitch up with Alf, okay? Just stay there for a second. Thank you for the call there. Now, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've got something on the screen here at the moment. Now, Jillian, your daughter is not one of the drivers, but she got married in one of the Skippy vans?
No, she arrived in the van to her wedding.
No way!
In Mackay?
Yes.
Oh, tell us. Please tell us.
It was 2 years ago, and the ceremony was at Greenmount Homestead. So her wedding car arrived up the driveway with my husband in it.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying, "Where's Samantha? Where's Samantha? She's not in the car." They thought she'd passed out in the back seat. And then they heard the Skippy song start. And my mother-in-law's quite old, and she was just astonished. She said, "How dare an ice cream van arrive when there's a wedding on? That's not right."
Wow. So when the Skippy van arrived, did everyone just get up off their seats and go to the Skippy van for a choc top, and then she opens up the window and there she is, or what? What happened?
No, it's a very long driveway, so as it was coming up the driveway, she was standing at the serving window waving, and they all realised that's where she was. She wasn't in the car, that she was there, and then just loved it. They thought, that's her, she's very quirky, different.
I love this. This is the best story
and
ever.
And then we had some guests there, and they're like, "Damn, we haven't brought any money for an ice cream." And they didn't realise that the ice creams were included after the ceremony for free.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Can we do one bit? So we're going to try and find this morning. Thank you for the call there, Jillian. Appreciate that. Thank you.
That's okay.
That's hilarious.
That's
How
brilliant.
Funny is that?
That is the way that a wedding should be.
We're still trying to find the man or the lady who drives that van, because we want to try and tell them which suburbs to go to, because a lot of people are telling us this morning that they haven't had the Skippy van in their neighbourhood. 132710, if you can help us out. Jay and Dave for breakfast at Triple M. Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Don't go anywhere after nine this morning. It is back. It is the greatest albums of all time as we head for our top 23 degrees today around Mackay with Sundays.
All morning, we've been trying to track down one of the drivers of the Skippy ice cream van.
Yeah.
And I think we've done it here. Joe, are you one of the drivers, are you?
I sure do.
Hey! Are you on the road selling ice cream right now, are you? just the phone was dropping out. So you might have been out doing the job.
Is it true you sell more ice cream in winter than you do in summer?
Yes, bad.
Okay, right.
And what's the big favourite?
Sorry?
What's the big favourite?
Probably chocolate dip.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it? Can we just, like, if you came to pass my house and I walked outside and I said, "I don't want ice cream, can I just have a cup of that chocolate sauce, would you sell that to me?"
I love
that sauce.
You laugh, Joe. He's not joking around here.
Yeah, I know. But the point is, if you don't put it on the ice cream, it doesn't turn hard, so it's just going to stay runny chocolate.
Yeah, that's very true. I could just melt normal chocolate and just think of that. Now, we've got some people who would like you to visit their region, because we're missing out, especially around Rural View, Northern Beaches, Dave Glenella.
Yeah, well. Absolutely. There's been a couple of people in West Mackay waiting for the Skippy ice cream van to come around.
Can you go and visit those places at some stage?
We'll try. We have certain areas that we do every week.
Yeah.
If we get out of that routine, then people think, "Where are they?" You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So is there like ice cream wars where like this is my territory?
It's
We're not the only ones out there.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's ice cream cones at 20 paces. Hey, Joe, can we join you on one of the runs one day? Is that okay?
Well, like hop in the van.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll help you serve.
Do you know how to drink one of those vans?
We're not hearing a no here.
Well, we'll just take it for you and you can have the day off. I can't believe we finally found one of the drivers. Joe, thanks for calling through this morning. That's hilarious. Thank you for the call.
Okay, no worries.
Have a good day, hey? See you later, Joe. That's the Skippy van driver. The lady driver, too, by the way.
That is gold.
Oh, my God. Best day ever.
We got to get on one of those things.
We've spoken to many celebrities, but Joe's up there now. Jane, take for breakfast at Triple M.